You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Led by the community of St. Egidio and together with other faith-based organisations and groups who care for refugees and forced migrants, the City of Rome gathers in prayer on Thursday evening for a vigil to remember the tens of thousands of people who have died trying to reach Europe in hope of safety and a future. The UN Migration Agency reports that over 82,000 migrants, including refugees, have entered Europe by sea so far this year, with 85% arriving in Italy and the remainder divided among Greece, Cyprus and Spain. Some 2,000 deaths have been monitored in 2017, but no one really knows how many men, women and children have drowned during the unregistered journeys captained by human traffickers. Most of the dead have no names. We do not know their personal stories, their hopes, and certainly not their faces. The vigil entitled To Die of Hope, which takes place each year in the week we mark World Refugee Day, pays tribute to every one of them. I spoke to Sant'Egidio's Cecilia Pani about the initiative.
On the newspapers mainly was only about people coming to Italy like it was an invasion, a problem. That's why we started to collect names and stories. And now we decided to do something in this occasion for the World Day of Refugee, to pray, to remember people who have disappeared, yes, and nobody can remember their names.
Now we're talking about men, women, children.
Yes, also babies. Families, entire families we have disappeared in the water, and most of them come from Africa, but also from Asia, from Turkey, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from China.
Who are these people? What would you like to say about these people so that we don't forget them?
They flew from their countries. Most of them are refugees. They wanted to ask for asylum, but there are also people who escaped their country because of natural disasters, because their land gave them no possibility to leave.
You have met many of the ones who did make it, because a lot of them end up here at Sant'Egidio. What do they bring with them? What wealth do they have for us?
I think that the ones who can reach our country are the strongest, the people who have already overcome a lot of problems and a lot of difficulties, because you need money, you need courage, you need strength and good health to afford all this trip. The ones who come really make us open our mentality, our eyes on the future, on the real future of the world.
That was Cecilia Pani of the community of Sant'Egidio.